You have to be very patient when you're running the ball, regardless of whatever system you're in. You know, there's going to be some plays where you have to hit the hole real fast, but there's going to be some plays where you got to take your time and develop.
Are you comfortable with 28 carries a game, or does that number have to come down a little bit?
I mean, I'm good with it. You know what I mean? It ain't like I've been overworked or anything like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got a lot in me.
How'd you feel on Monday? How'd you feel the day after?
Oh, of course I was sore, you know what I mean? But, you know, when you get the win, you really don't care too much about how you're feeling. The good thing about it is I came in the next day, got an ice tub and got my massage, and I was ready to put on.
Does this change of scenery to Denver done you well, do you think, rejuvenated in some regards?
Oh, man, I love it, man. You know, it's a great place, great organization, great teammates. You know, the thing about it is you got to come in and you got to, you know, show the guys that you're here. You know, you're here willing to work, you know, just do everything how they want to be done.
Hey, you used to play for Baltimore. You know how good that defense is. Tennessee moved the ball against that defense.
I mean, it's the NFL, man. Everybody gets paid. You know, it can go either way any day. You know, just like Baltimore beat Pittsburgh, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody thought they were going to beat Tennessee. But it didn't go like that. You know, you still got to go in there and game plan and work and get better at things.
What do you see from the Tennessee defense showing pretty good Baltimore offense?
I mean, you know, they did a good job tackling. You know, they were pursuing to the ball. You know, they got players. You know what I mean? They might not have the big name players like the Haynesworth and the Vanderbosch and all them, but they got players, and those guys have to work. I mean, I think, you know, you're gonna always need, you know, OTAs, you know, just for the younger guys and the new guys coming on the team, you know, just get certain plays down and get the chemistry going on with the quarterback and things like that. But, you know, when you're a vet, you know, you've been doing it a long time, you tend to know what you need to do to be ready for the season. I mean, the only thing it affected really is just not me, you know, having a playbook when I first came in. You know, everybody was ahead of me and I didn't know what was going on. And there were certain things that I missed at the beginning of the training camp, which I wasn't here because of, the, you know, the CBA.
How long did it take you before you felt comfortable with
this? Once I went back, probably about 2 weeks, once I went back and went and looked at what I missed the first week, it kind of all fell together.
Well, do you feel the door's open for you right now to be the lead back in this offense?
I mean, I think the thing is when you get the opportunity, you need to take advantage of it. And, you know, that's what I'm here to do. That's what I want to do. And, you know, the thing is whoever's in there, me, no Sean or Lance, you got to be ready at any time.
Last one, Willis. Do you know who Rampage Jackson is?
UFC fighter.
Yeah.
What about him?
You think you can kick his ass?
Do I think I can kick his behind?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna run from him, but you know, hey, it is what it is. I might not win, but hey, he gonna feel my presence.
That's all I wanted to know. That tape's going directly to him.
Hey, to get to him, I don't care. Yeah.